Minister, this is to ask you for specific plans you have in place to minimise the impact of Brexit in County Donegal, the engagement you've had with the IDA to secure new investments in the county in view of Brexit as well, and to update the Dáil here on your work in relation to this issue. Coramaya.
Minister.
I propose to take, is that okay, to take Parliamentary Questions 618 and 618 3 and 618 4 together. Enterprise Ireland, EI, and the local enterprise offices and IDA Ireland are engaging on an ongoing basis with all client companies regarding the impacts being felt as a result of Brexit. They have clear plans in place to mitigate challenges and maximise opportunities arising from the UK decision. And in 2007, I secured additional monies, both current and capital, as a response, as a strategic response to Brexit. I have a particular focus on the trade implications for the border region and am heavily engaged with all stakeholders in the region on an ongoing basis. Intertrade Ireland also has a programme of initiatives to deal with the practical consequences of Brexit for cross-border trade. The Regional Action Plan for the North East, North West area, which has a strong Brexit focus, aims to support 28,000 new jobs across Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Cavan, Monaghan and Louth. There is a strong progress to date with 5,600 more jobs in employment across the region since the start of 2015. Brexit is a standing item on the Regional Action Plan for Jobs in the North East and North West area implementation meetings.
I think it's particularly important, Minister, that the government is aware of the challenges that Brexit poses for a county such as Donegal because of our geographic location and the fact that over 95% of the county's border is with Northern Ireland as opposed to with the Republic. There's no doubt Brexit poses a significant challenge for the island as a whole, but particularly in relation to Donegal, the challenge is even more pronounced. In relation to the work of Enterprise Ireland, Minister, and the work of the IDA, I think there needs to be a significant stepping up in relation to the efforts to attract employment into the county, particularly with the IDA Minister, because the visit numbers in recent years have not been what they should have been. And I think in terms of yourself, Minister, I'd like to see that the government work with the IDA to ensure that at a national level, companies are given the opportunity and every incentive possible to invest in the county. A particular issue I'd like to raise with you, Minister, as well, is the issue of cross-border workers. We have 14,500 people on a daily basis travelling across the north, between the north and the Republic. Over 8,000 workers from, and students from Donegal travel into the north, while 6,500 travel from the north to the Republic. In total, 7% of Donegal's working population are employed in Northern
Ireland.
Thank
you, Deputy.
So in relation to the concerns those people have, Minister, can I ask as well what it is the government is doing to ensure that the issue of cross-border workers can be addressed and safeguarded in light of Brexit? Thank you, Cian Corlea.
Minister.
Thank you, Deputy. And again, I know you asked me to set up a committee, but I can really tell you that we have a very strong Regional Action Plan for Job implementation group there. I've met them. They're absolutely working really hard to make sure that they land jobs there and also that they sustain the jobs that are there. You did mention about IDA site visits, and of course we all want site visits, but you know it's very difficult to make chief executives and senior management go on site visits if they don't want to, is the number one. And number two, when jobs are being created in companies, by, say, IDA companies, it's often in existing IDA companies there. And again, can I assure you that the IDA will work really hard to make sure that those jobs are created in the northwest region. So, I really don't believe we need a committee. We have an excellent implementation group up there that are making sure that the regional action plan for jobs is implemented. Just the cross border, yeah, I'm very aware of that, Deputy, and I'm sure you've heard the Taoiseach and the ministers, and you've also heard Prime Minister May talk about the importance of that border and make sure that it's frictionless, and that's what we will be doing, to make sure that it's easy for people to conduct business, for students to go over and across the border, you know, on their daily school trips. So we'll make sure that that will be a huge, important negotiating issue.
Thank you, Minister.
In the run-up to the Brexit negotiations.
Deputy McConnell Logue.
Thank you, Concorda. Minister, I think in relation to the commentary we've seen so far in relation to a border, particularly from Prime Minister May, and indeed domestically as well, in relation to no return to the borders of the past, I think it doesn't count for a lot. It doesn't. I mean, you drill down, nobody's clear in what they're talking about there. And as I outlined to you previously, 7.5% of workers in Donegal actually work in Northern Ireland. For them, there is very real concerns in relation to what it will actually mean in the post-Brexit scenario. I have no doubt things are going to move very fast from now on with the legislation passing last night in the House of Commons. And I think it's absolutely crucial that the government make every effort and put the resources in place to get their head around what is going on in terms of the cross-border workings between Donegal and the north and also the other border counties, but also, Minister, to ensure that you consult very strongly with those who are already doing work in the area. Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabán Council have been doing much preparatory work and investigation in relation to the issues at play here. But we need to see a clear plan put together, which we then work with in terms of European counterparts and our British counterparts, to try and ensure that the agreement that comes out of it is suitable to the area. And also, Minister, I can't emphasise enough as well the importance of trying to get particular designation for Northern Ireland, working with Ireland in terms of an all-island economy within the Brexit context, to ensure that counties such as Donegal and the border issues there, that we don't suffer to the extent that could be possible if a hard Brexit takes place.
Thank you.
Yes, and I agree with you that the issue of the border is so important, and can I assure you that it's very high up on our agenda. I did host a meeting there recently in Carrick and Shannon, where, you know, again, near the border, and that issue came up quite strongly at that meeting, where over 250 people from the business world, from small businesses, from the medium enterprises, and also from IDA organisations. And then we had the representative bodies. The representative bodies from, say, for example, IBEC, Small Firms Association. So we're very aware of it. We do want, in the words, a frictionless border, and we will be fighting hard for that. And you've heard the Taoiseach say that is really going to be very high up on our negotiating ask for the Brexit. I'm very conscious of the 7.5% of workers that you mentioned there, and their daily lives would be absolutely, you know, intolerable if there was to be a hard physical border.
Thank you, Minister.